Check, check, check. Mic check. Microphone check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Transmission check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check, check, check. Transmission check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check, check, mic check, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 4, 2, 9.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads Pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium. Live from the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on this Saturday night. So glad you could join us for a little Crawdads baseball tonight as they play game five of their six-game series here against the Asheville Tourist. The Asheville Tourist, the high-A affiliate for the Houston Astros, another Lone Star State affair as the high-A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, the Hickory Crawdads, set to face off against Asheville. Pleasant good evening to each of you. Brian Rushing here with you. Last night, the Hickory Crawdads 2 outs away from claiming their third consecutive win in the homestand, which would have been a high watermark for the club this season. As it turned out, it was not to be, as Pascanel Ferreras would launch a ball deep beyond the left field wall for a solo home run to tie the ball game at 4-4. Asheville would score again on a fielder's choice off the bat of Cam Fisher, as that would plate the eventual winning run for the Asheville Tourists, as they would come away with 2 runs in the ninth, win the game 5-4 against the Hickory Crawdads. Of course, in last night's contest, Anthony Gutierrez had 3 hits in the ball game, upping his season's average to 286, or I should say 276 on the year. Sebastian Walcott got his first high A home run with the Hickory Crawdads as he hit a solo shot to tie things up in the fourth inning at 2-2. Tonight, well, the Crawdads will try to see if they can start another streak. And tonight they'll take Winston Santos and put him on the bump against the Asheville Tourist on this Saturday night. We've got a lot going on and a lot that we'll cover throughout the course of this broadcast. As you'll hear cowbells tonight, and you'll hear cowbells early and often this evening, and we'll explain a little bit later on in the broadcast as to why you'll hear those cowbells this evening at LP Franz Stadium. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the starting lineups. We'll have the opposing pitchers, and we'll be that much closer to first pitch on this beautiful Saturday night here in the uniform. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium on this Saturday night from the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. Brian Rushing here with you on this Saturday night as the Crawdads look to pick up their third win in this series. This series right now tied at 2 games apiece. They'll play tonight's game. Then tomorrow's game is a matinee, an opportunity for the Crawdads. If they were to claim both games today and tomorrow, they would win their first home series of the year. It's just their second series of the season. They split with Jersey Shore the last time they were here at LP Franz Stadium. Let's go ahead and take a look at this evening's starting lineups. We'll begin with the Asheville Tourist as Jaron Williams will lead off. Jaron Williams will play third base this evening, a 360 hitter with a home run and 6 RBI so far on the season. Pascanel Ferreras, he was the difference maker for the Tourists last night. We'll talk about this in the course of the action tonight. Pascanel Ferreras, of course, hit the game-tying home run in the top of the ninth inning, but he made just as big a play on the defensive end in the bottom of the ninth inning when he was able to snare a throw that got away from the first baseman, Austin Deming. And it almost ended up in left field. Had it ended up in left field, there's a real possibility Jace easily would have been at third base with the potential tying run in the ballgame. As it turns out, Pascanel Ferreras, quick thinking, kept the ball in the infield and easily was not able to score in the ninth inning of last night's baseball game. He'll bat second for Ferreras. Tyler Whitaker, he'll bat third. He'll be the left fielder this evening. Luis Baez will bat cleanup. He's in right field tonight. Colin Price will bat fifth. He'll be the catcher. Cam Fisher gets the start in the designated hitter's role tonight. The Morganton, North Carolina native is batting sixth. Logan Cerny, who had a home run. He also had a double last night. Two runs batted in the contest. He's going to bat seventh and play center field. Garrett Gilmet, he'll bat eighth. He'll be the first baseman this evening. And then batting ninth will be Ryan Johnson, the second baseman. So it's Williams, Ferreras, Whitaker, Baez, Price, Fisher, Cerny, Gilmet, and Johnston. As they'll face off against Crawdad starter Winston Santos. Santos, a 2-1 record on the season with a .57 ERA in 15 2/3 innings pitched for the Crawdads this year. We flip over the lineup card, give you an opportunity to do the same. Jason Morabell will be the leadoff batter for the Crawdads this evening. Morabell, a 182 hitter on the season, he'll lead off as the designated hitter. Tucker Mitchell will bat second. He'll be the catcher this evening as he comes in 2-for-11 in the series with a stolen base and two runs scored. Sebastian Walcott, who had his first high A home run last night, a launch well beyond the wall in left field. He'll be the shortstop batting third, comes in 4-for-11 in the series. Batting cleanup will be Anthony Gutierrez. He'll be in center field. Connor Piotto, who had a big game on Thursday. He had a double, had a triple to his credit, two runs scored, a run driven in. He'll be getting the start at first base tonight. He'll be batting fifth. Daniel Mateo will bat sixth. He'll be the right fielder this evening. He's got 5 hits and 13 at-bats this week for the Crawdads. Quincy Scott, he'll bat seventh. He'll play left field this evening. Ben Blackwell will bat eighth. He's going to be the second baseman. It was Blackwell 3-for-7 on the week, really helping to anchor things in the infield for the Crawdads. And then Jace Easley will bat ninth. He'll be the third baseman to round out the lineup for the Crawdads. So resetting everything, Morabell, Mitchell, Walcott, Gutierrez, Piotto, Mateo, Scott, Blackwell, and Easley for the Crawdads is Jose Guedes. We'll get the start for the Asheville Tourist this evening. Guedes, a 1-0 record on the year with a 3.55 ERA, comes in 12 2/3 innings pitched on the season. 8 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 10, struck out 14, a 190 average against. Tonight, we're celebrating Appalachian State. We're particularly celebrating the Hickory campus of Appalachian State that was just opened, I believe it was last fall. A little bit later on in the broadcast, we'll have an opportunity to talk with folks from Appalachian State about, obviously, the impact that Appalachian State has throughout North Carolina, the reach that they have throughout North Carolina. But we'll also talk in particular about the Hickory campus this evening. Then for those of you that are tuning in on MILB.TV tonight, you're watching the infield as the name Jeremy is written across the infield between shortstop and the second base position. Well, there's a reason that's happening. Everyone was given cowbells tonight as they entered the ballpark. There's a reason that's happening, and it's tied to Jeremy. At some point early in this contest, we're going to have Douglas LoCascio, the general manager of the Crawdads, come on and tell us the story of Jeremy and the significance of the cowbells. We'll do that a little bit later on in the broadcast, as we've got a full night tonight, as Winston Santos gets the ball on this Saturday night. We thank you for being a part of the action tonight. When we return on the other side of the timeout, we'll be that much closer to a first pitch in the uniform on a Saturday night. We'll be right back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Back here at LP Franz Stadium, just moments away from the start of action here in Hickory tonight. We do have some South Atlantic League action that is currently taking place, and we do have one final on the day. As in a minute, we'll take it down to the field for tonight's national anthem and for some of our festivities tonight before we get started. We do have the one final, Brooklyn with a win 4-3 over Wilmington this afternoon. Brooklyn playing afternoon games on Saturday. The Cyclones beat Wilmington 4-3. Top of the seventh inning is the score between Bowling Green and Hudson Valley. Bowling Green with a 3-0 advantage in the top of the seventh inning. That game has now moved to the top of the eighth inning. It's 3-0 in favor of Bowling Green over Hudson Valley. The rest of the league is going to be starting between just right now at this moment and 5 minutes from now. So of course, we'll have Asheville and Hickory coming up any moment. Rome and Winston-Salem starting at 7. Greensboro and Greenville starting at 7:05. Jersey Shore and Aberdeen starting at 7:05 as well. As we're so grateful that you're here with us on this Saturday night, an opportunity for the Hickory Crawdads to start up a new streak. Last night didn't quite go the way everybody wanted it to. It was a disappointing loss. The reality is that this club played more than well enough to win the ball game. But Pascanel, Ferreras, and company for the Asheville Tourist were able to put two runs on the board in the ninth inning, and that closed things out. But there's considerable reason for optimism this evening as Winston Santos will have the ball for the Crawdads. Let's take it down to our public address announcer for tonight's national anthem and all of our ceremonies before we get started. When we come back on the other side of the timeout, we'll have a first pitch from Hickory as it's the Crawdads taking on the Tourist on the Crawdads Radio Network. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. Good evening. We welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium for the start of action on this really pleasant Saturday evening. Temperatures in the mid-70s at the start of action on this Saturday night. So glad that you could join us for a little South Atlantic League baseball between the Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads. Brian Rushing here with you in the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth this evening as Winston Santos completes his warm-up tosses. Santos, a 2-1 record on the year, a 0.57 ERA. The young man has just been nothing short of sensational. 6'1" tall, 200 pounds, out of the Dominican, a free agent signee from 2019. He'll face off against Jaron Williams as we'll be getting started at 7:02 this evening. First pitch taken for strike one, and we're underway. As the ball lifted foul into the picnic deck, the BTS picnic deck, here at the ballpark. Trey Ward is behind home plate tonight as the umpire. On the bases, Dylan Hulsey is that ball. Lifted out to shallow right field. Daniel Mateo comes on to make the catch. And there's one down here in the first inning. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment for the Crawdads, as that'll bring up Pascanel Ferreras. It's Williams, Ferreras, Whitaker here in the top half of the first inning. The middle third of the order, Luis Baez, Colin Price, Cam Fisher, bottom third, Logan Cierney, Garrett Gilmet, and Ryan Johnson. Santos, fastball, fouled straight back. Pascanel Ferreras, last night, the perfect villain for the Asheville Tourist, as he did a number on the Crawdads in both the top half and bottom half of the inning. As Ferreras lifts that ball up and out of play, Pascanel Ferreras, young man out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, a 20th round draft pick last year from Western Carolina University. So obviously, you can't go to Western Carolina and not know your way around Asheville. Well, he gets to enjoy some of that experience, kind of continue the college life he was living a little bit over in Asheville, North Carolina, as he takes the 1-2 pitch just outside for a ball. A 286 hitter, two home runs, five runs driven in. The former Catamount on the bump against the current Crawdads. The pitch from Santos misses. Santos, 9 hits allowed in 15 and two-thirds innings. One run, it was earned. 4 walks, 24 strikeouts, a 161 average against, as the pitch to Ferreras misses in tight. We'll get to emails and tweets, or post, whatever you prefer to call them, a little bit later on in the ballgame, because I'm sure we're going to have several. As Pascanel Ferreras works himself out of an 0-2 hole, the draw, one out walk. And that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker playing left field this evening, a 250 hitter, no homers, six runs driven in. He's 0 for 3. Four walks he's collected so far this week. That ball is going to be chopped foul over toward the third base on deck circle. The third base dugout occupied by the Crawdads this evening. The tourist over at first base. Connor Pioto holding on the runner, and Pasquinel Ferreras over at first. As the pitch fouled back again to the screen, count moves to 0-2. Defensively for the Crawdads this evening, Quincy Scott will be in left field. Anthony Gutierrez in center. Daniel Mateo over in right. Chase Easley at third base. Sebastian Walcott at shortstop. Santos comes set at the belt. The 0-2, fastball on the outer third, and it's a strikeout. First strikeout of the ball game for Winston Santos. There's two down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Luis Baez. The rest of the defensive array for the Crawdads, Ben Blackwell over at second base, Connor Pioto at first, as we mentioned earlier, and then Tucker Mitchell getting the start behind home plate. We'll also give you the indication for those that are listening audibly tonight that are checking out the action at HickoryCrawdads.com of what the two teams are wearing as they're going back to the look from Thursday morning. Hopefully that's a good sign for the Crawdads, a 7-2 win for the Dads on Thursday. The pitch to Luis Baez misses. They'll throw over to first base. Connor Pioto is a left-handed hitter but a right-handed thrower. Ironically enough, he's from Ontario, Canada. There's another big leaguer that I'm very familiar with, sure that you are, that does the same thing. And I would imagine Connor Pioto is a big fan of, as the pitch taken at the knees for strike one to even the count at 1-1. Former Cincinnati Reds player Joey Votto out of the Toronto area was a second-round draft pick by the Reds about two decades ago. He threw right-handed but hit left-handed. That's the fastball. Cut on and missed. Baez falls behind 1-2. Baez 1 for 12 in the series. He falls behind 1-2 here. A 258 hitter on the year with two homers and eight RBI. Santos, the 1-2. That ball is going to be chopped out to the second baseman, Ben Blackwell. He'll go the easy route over to Pioto to retire the side. Winston Santos gives up a walk. The runner is stranded. We've played a half an inning here at LP Franz Stadium. The Crawdads coming to bat on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Bottom of the first inning. Crawdads coming to bat here on this Saturday evening. We saw sun in the area earlier today, but then the clouds rolled in once again. They've been far more persistent than the weather folks initially thought, as the first pitch thrown from Jose Gadez is a strike at the knees at 92 miles an hour. Jason Morbell, the designated hitter, is going to roll that one just foul. And the count goes to 0-2. Gadez, 1-0 record, 3.55 ERA, 12 2/3 innings pitched. 8 hits allowed, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 10, struck out 14, a 190 average against. Here's the offering. Morbell slices that out into left center field. Coming on, though, is Logan Cerny. He'll make the catch. And there's one down here in the bottom of the first. That'll bring up Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell, 2-for-11 so far in the series, a 164 hitter with 2 homers and 7 RBI. Mitchell getting the start behind home plate tonight. We'll get to the defensive alignment right now. Defensively for Asheville, Tyler Whitaker in left, Logan Cerny in center, Luis Baez swung over in right. The pitch from Gadez, breaking ball, taken for a strike, evens the count at 1-1. At third base, Jaron Williams, Pascanel Ferreras at short, Ryan Johnson at second, Garrett Gilmet at first. As the pitch misses down, count goes to 2-1. Good crowd here this evening. As I would say, we've probably got, well, we're starting out a good bit more than what we had last night, or at least that's what it looks like from my amateur vantage point. As that ball lifted high in the air to left field, Tyler Whitaker will bring it in a couple steps, make the catch, and there's two down. That'll bring up Sebastian Walcott. Sebastian Walcott had himself quite a memory. Last night, first high A home run, as it was driven really deep into the Hickory Knight, making it a 2-2 ball game in the fourth inning. As the pitch misses inside, count evens at 1-1. Walcott, a 186 hitter, but he's 4-for-11 in the series. I mentioned that he had, in fact, been hitting the ball better as of late, as that ball is going to be rolled out toward Chad Comer just beyond the third base coach's box. Or hold on a second. That's not Chad Comer. I believe Comer's in the dugout. As Walcott takes the pitch. That may be Jay Sullinger over there. With the way he's standing, it's difficult to see the back of the numbers, but I think I see a 21 in the dugout. As Walcott bails out of the right-handed batter's box as the pitch a little too close for comfort. The count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Two down here in the bottom of the second, or the bottom of the first inning, as Walcott is going to swing and miss. The tag will be applied by Colin Price, and that'll retire the side. Scoreless ball game after one inning here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. the Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Top of the second inning. Leading off will be Colin Price. He's the catcher for the Tourists this evening. A 261 hitter on the year. Three homers, 10 RBI. So Winston Santos went through the first inning without giving anything up of note. He did surrender a walk. That runner stayed at first. A little bit of breeze blowing out to left field this evening. There was no wind whatsoever at all in last night's contest. A very cloudy, overcast, very cool evening. Temperatures at the start of this game probably 10 to 12 degrees more than what we had last night. As Price is going to shoot that one into the seats. That one's going to land near Crawdad mascot Conrad. They call him Conrad the Crawdad around these parts. It bounces over his head to a fan who was waiting to have a word with Conrad. The 1-1. Fastball in on the thumbs. Connor Pioto will come on to make the catch. And there's one down. That'll bring up Cam Fisher. Cam Fisher moving down to the sixth spot in the order. 235 hitter on the year, four homers, 11 RBI. He was the one that got the eventual game-winning RBI in the top of the ninth inning on a fielder's choice. The pitch from Santos. A little change of speed from Santos there. Fisher out in front. Count evens at one apiece. Tomorrow, if the weather guys get it right tomorrow, temperatures in the low 80s, and it's supposed to be really nice outside. Picturesque, if you will. Fisher draws an infield shift to the pull side as he takes a pitch for a strike. Count evens at 2-2. Jace Easley is playing well off the line at third, maybe 45 feet off the line at third. Everybody else shifted appropriately. So the slider misses down. Count runs full. So Winston Santos has a brand new baseball, and he'll go to work. Here's the payoff. It's that pitch swung on and missed. Fisher, a strikeout victim. It's the second for Santos. And there's two down in the inning, and that brings up Logan Cierney. Cierney had a big night last night. Cierney was a real difference maker for this club. He struck out in the second inning, but then he doubled in the fourth, hit a home run in the sixth. He was 2-for-4 in the contest with two extra base hits. It's the fastball at 95 miles an hour. Misses up. The fastball from Santos at 95. Poured over the inner third, evens the count at 1-1. For the Crawdad fans that were here last night, as the pitch swung on and missed, Cierney falls behind 1-2. It really was a situation of what could have been. There would have been a lot more energy in this ballpark tonight if the Crawdads had won three straight with Winston Santos on the bump. They're to give themselves a real chance at four straight. Now Santos can help start a new win streak for this club. Santos waits, wheels, fires. That ball, well, Tucker Mitchell thought it was strike three. the partisans here at the ballpark had started ringing their cowbells a little bit. The person that did not think it was a strike was Trey Ward. Two ball, two strike count. Santos. Fastball. Misses down. And now the count runs full. The Asheville Tourist wearing their navy blue tops this evening with the sort of seafoam-esque kind of greenish blue color. As the pitch misses, Cerny draws the walk. It's a two-out walk. It's the second allowed by Santos, and that brings up Garrett Gilmet. It's the navy blue jerseys with the buttons, I should say the piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. Tourist written across the chest in that sort of bluish green, greenish blue seafoam color. Numbers on the back. Gray pants, a navy blue piping stripe going down each leg. Navy blue belts. Helmets. They're wearing the softer blue hats with the navy bill and the Asheville Moon logo on the front of the hat. That ball hit sharply out to third. Jace Easley with the one-hop throw across. Pioto digs it up and makes the play. Another walk surrendered by Santos. No harm done in it. We've played an inning and a half at LP Franz Stadium. We're scoreless on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Bottom of the second inning, Anthony Gutierrez to lead things off for the Crawdads as he chops a pitch foul right at home plate. Jose Gadez had a clean first inning, 1-2-3. It brings up Gutierrez, Pioto, Mateo here in the bottom of the second inning. As the pitch misses down, Gadez, 94 miles an hour, buries it in front of home plate. Now Trey Ward's going to go out and walk about halfway to the mound before flipping a baseball to Gadez. And now he's going to sweep home plate, whether he needs to or not. Part of the conversation that's going on there is the home plate umpire's checking with Price to make sure he's okay. As the pitch misses down. It's a really interesting dynamic that catchers have with the home plate umpire. They really do try to look out for each other as best they can. The pitch misses inside. Gutierrez has a 3-1 count in his favor. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike, runs the count full. Gutierrez, a 276 hitter, no homers, 4 RBI. He's 7 for 11 in the series with 5 runs scored, 5 stolen base, and a double. He has created a lot of havoc against the tourist this week as that breaking ball taken for strike 3. It's the second punch out and as many batters for Jose Gaudez, and that's going to bring up Connor Piotto. Connor Piotto with a double and a triple on Thursday, as he, along with Devin Hurdle, were really the difference makers offensively for the Crawdads Club. It's a team that out-hit the Tourist 8-5 on that day as he hits it sharply out to second, fielded at second by Ryan Johnson to throw over to Gilmet in time. I'll bring up Daniel Mateo. We do have two games that have gone final this evening as the pitch to Mateo misses inside at 90 miles an hour. Bowling Green has just beaten Hudson Valley 3-0. Brooklyn beat Wilmington Blue Rocks earlier in the day 4-3. The rest of the league starting within about 5 minutes of each other. As Mateo swings and misses there, the count goes to 2-1. Mateo clearly sitting on a fastball, never got it. Gaudez, the 2-1. Misses down, the count now to 3-1. So just like Gutierrez had a 3-1 count, Gaudez threw him consecutive breaking balls. We'll see what happens here as that ball is going to be rolled in front of the third base bag, fielded across. That was a delightful play made at third base by Jaron Williams. A barehanded snare, a throw across the body in time. We've completed two innings here in Hickory. A scoreless affair on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Back here at LP Franz Stadium. Third inning getting started. As Ryan Johnson will lead things off, he'll take a first pitch strike. Johnson, Williams, Ferraris, 9-1-2 in the order here in the top of the third inning. Swenston Santos has surrendered two walks, but that's been it. As that ball smashed down the left field corner. That's going to roll against the 332 sign, and Johnson, who is 3 for 11 in the series, now moves to 4 for 12 as he gets a leadoff double to start things out here in the third inning, and that brings up Jaron Williams. And for us, that brings in the general manager of the Hickory Crawdads, Douglas LoCascio. Douglas, welcome once again. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, B-Rush.
Well, it's great having you on here. I mentioned to the folks prior to the game getting started that Jeremy has written across the infield, basically from the shortstop to the second base position. Jeremy has written out there. For those of us who may be somewhat unfamiliar with what all that means, as that ball is going to be lifted foul over to the third base side, Jeremy Lail was a big part of the organization. He never hit a home run here. He never struck out a batter, but he still had a very big matter of import here for the organization. Tell the story about Jeremy Lail.
Yeah, so Jeremy was, he's one of those super fans in a good way, a huge supporter of the Crawdads, everything in and out, whether that be the players, the front office staff, just the organization and the community as a whole. So Jeremy was one of our season ticket holders, and he started kind of at the same time that Section 108 kind of started bringing megaphones. Jeremy would bring cowbells, and so it became known as the Section 115 was Conrad's Cowbells. And he even started his own like YouTube channel on it and podcast with it and stuff of that nature. And it was known as Conrad's Cowbells versus Mega Man and the Mega Minions. It was kind of 108 versus 115 in good, fun rivalry, but a good time. It just added to the atmosphere here at the ballpark.
One ball, two strike count for Winston Santos. The runner down at second is Ryan Johnson, and Jaron Williams strikes out for the first out here in the third inning. The third strikeout for Winston Santos, and that will bring up Pascanel Ferreras. Now, Douglas, obviously, I mean, the timing of this could not have been better if you're going to celebrate the life of one Jeremy Lail. I want to ask you about the cowbells and what the impetus was for having the cowbells this evening, and how this was originally scheduled for a little bit later on in the season. Please tell us that story.
It's magical how everything happens the way it's supposed to happen and when it happens, and it's not always in our own power. So when Jeremy passed away, we as an organization wanted to pay tribute to him, and obviously, being known for his cowbells, we simply thought a cowbell giveaway would be amazing. Let's honor him. We looked at the calendar and we're like, oh, we've got Western night. We're wearing Western jerseys, later special Western jerseys. So we're like, oh, cowbells, Western, that goes hand in hand. So we order them, and they're symbolic. They have Conrad's cowbells on them with the Conrad's logo on it. And so we order them, and they show up a month and a half ahead of when they're supposed to. So we got them on this past Wednesday, and we're like, oh, okay, all right, we'll put them in storage and stuff like that. And then we looked and we're like, oh wait, Jeremy's birthday is this Saturday. We've got to, this is a sign. And so we just put it all together and kind of spoke with his family, his close friends. His family actually gave the organization his favorite jersey, which was our Star Wars jersey from last season. So Section 108 put it in a frame. We hung it in the cafe, so it's here at the stadium and on display. And we did the cowbell giveaway tonight for the first 1,000 fans and did a tribute and rang them for 15 seconds in honor of Section 115.
Pascanel Ferreira strikes out for out two in the inning. So to reset things here, Ryan Johnson still at second base. He led off the inning with a double. Jaron Williams, Pascanel Ferreras have both struck out, so with two down, that's going to bring up Tyler Whitaker. Now, Douglas, obviously, I mean, it's sad when someone that's part of the greater family of an organization passes away, but I think Jeremy's family was probably really excited and really honored to kind of have all this go out, and I think if Jeremy were here, he'd be really pleased with the way everything is going, because the folks have been really energetic tonight and animated about having the cowbells.
And that's what Jeremy was all about. You know, Jeremy was true to the heart and wanted to do anything and would do anything and everything for these players, for the team, for the organization. And he wore his heart on his sleeve, and he went all in on no matter what he did. So having his family here tonight, having his son that he never was able to have, Ethan, throw out a first pitch, the players all ring the bell, a beautiful crowd, a beautiful weather night, like it is symbolic, and he is truly looking down on us and I think smiling from ear to ear. We wish he was here with us, but it's a great way that we're able to honor him and continue his legacy moving forward.
Well, it was a phenomenal touch putting Jeremy's name out on the infield. Delightfully done as the pitch swung on and missed by Tyler Whitaker. Winston Santos gives up the double to Ryan Johnson, strikes out the side afterwards. He's got five punch-outs in the game. We're through 2.5. Can you stay for another half inning, Douglas?
Absolutely, yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue on the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless ball game here in Hickory on the Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Quincy Scott, the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the third inning, takes a first pitch ball from Jose Gadez. These guys are not messing around. Gadez and Santos working with a fast forward button in their hands as the pitch to Scott taken for a strike. Scott didn't necessarily like the call. So we bring back Douglas LoCascio for another half inning. Douglas, you know, one of the things that's also going on tonight, aside from the celebration of Jeremy Lael, is we've got App State Hickory here with us. And we understand the impact of App State here in North Carolina anyway. But App State Hickory takes it to a completely different level. Love for you to tell us about that relationship with the school just down the street.
Absolutely. So App State, obviously, going before this year, Hickory was the largest metroplex that did not have a public institution. And so App State saw that as an opportunity and wanted to bring and got a building right up the road here from the stadium and saw as an opportunity to grow as their campus and university setting up the mountain just a little over an hour away from here, right up 321. It just saw it as a perfect fit, saw where Hickory was going. So they have their first class that started here in the fall. And they just got another round of state funding where they're actually even going to – the building here in Hickory is larger than any building that they even have up at the university. So they're going to be able to do just so much here. They're going to bring in they're walking before they run. They don't want to bring in the wrong kind of programs. They don't want to compete side by side with what they already have. But they also want to bring things that are unique here to Hickory and an opportunity for kids to continue their education in a higher ed great institution.
Quincy Scott leads off with a walk as he'll be down at first base as Ben Blackwell steps to the plate. You know, obviously, you get into the center of town, at least on the 321 corridor, and you see the App State Loves Hickory sign. And, I mean, it's even on the batting cages for Pete's sake. I mean, it really is part of the commitment that App State has made. However, another commitment that has been made recently is the Crawdads Radio Network, a smaller portion of the Crawdads Broadcast Network, which is MILB.TV, the Bally's Live app, and, of course, HickoryCrawdads.com, where you can get the audio stream. What have been the early returns as we're about to wrap up series number 2 here in Hickory?
I think folks are excited about it. I think they've really enjoyed just having the opportunity to follow their dads continuously, whether if they're unable to make a game, whatever it might be, or they had to leave early, they can follow along with the game. They can watch it from their phone. They can watch it from their TV at their house. However they want, they can continue to follow the dads for all the 66 home games. We're continually making tweaks to it. I think we rolled out and finally got on MILB TV portion, so you can pull it up literally from the app right from your phone. And we've rolled that out this week. We're continuing to tweak the TV, you know, camera angles and just working with Pixelot to be able to customize the experience and make it a unique one for our fans as we're learning, because we've got no idea. You know, we haven't done this in almost 10 years from a broadcast standpoint. But the TV standpoint is just completely new and foreign to us, and we're just kind of learning as we go.
93-mile-an-hour fastball from Jose Gaudez, fouled back to the screen by Ben Blackwell. A full count with nobody out here in the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless ball game. Both clubs have accounted for one hit. That was in the third inning as they'll throw over to first. Getting back safely is Quincy Scott. That was a leadoff double from Ryan Johnson. Ben Blackwell, 3-for-7 so far in the series, is at the plate, and he'll wait on the payoff pitch. As it misses down, now Ben Blackwell's drawn a walk, and now the Crawdads have a bit of a rally going. That'll bring up Jace Easley.
Back-to-back walks there, just nice patience from both these hitters. They're kind of seeing the pitches well and kind of making how do you pronounce the pitcher's last name?
Jose Gaudez.
Gaudez. They're making Gaudez work, and not just, you know, even the outs that they're getting, but, you know, this is a great spot to be in. You got a batter. I'd love to see the old school come here and lay down a sack bunt and move these guys up.
Well, the pitch is thrown high. Quincy Scott dives back to second. The baseball gets away from Pasquinel Ferreras. The count is now 1-0 to Jace Easley. Easley 0-for-5 so far in the series. He has an RBI. He was hit by a pitch in the ninth inning last night as the club was trying to rally from a 5-4 deficit. Douglas, as Colin Price goes out to have a conversation with the pitcher, Gaudez, you know, one of the things, I mean, anytime you get this started, folks are, I mean, like, it's human nature. Hey, we got two camera angles now. How about four? And when we get four, how about eight? And, you know, how about super pyrotechnics, you know, being shot out from the cameras and things? I mean, always there's going to be a thirst for more and better. There's no question about it. But one of the things that is potentially in the offing real soon is a weekly podcast that we're going to be rolling out here in the not-too-distant future so that we can keep fans a little more interested and give them a little more content when the games aren't necessarily going on live.
Absolutely. You know, I think obviously fans probably are loving hearing your voice and stuff like that, but it's so fast that you're at the mercy of the pitcher, the catcher, the game action. So we're rambling through some of these things and missing a pitch here or there. Like, a podcast idea kind of came up in mind where we're like, hey, how do we learn more? How do we get guest appearances? How do we get the manager? How do we get players that can join in, share about their experiences, how they feel the season's going, the good, the bad, the ugly? That's what we talk about in our organization every day. It's good, bad, ugly. How can we get better each and every day? And that's just what we want to continue to look at, bring new creative ideas. They might stick. They might fall right off the window. We're going to try and do different things, and we're going to do them differently, but we're going to give our best effort. And that's what we're going to roll out with this podcast here in the next few weeks and really just see what it does, and excited to see how put your stamp on it, because that's your forte. You know, I know how to sell some billboards. I know how to put some fans in these stands, but from a radio broadcast, I don't know much.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get that going on the next homestand as Jace Easley drew a walk to load the bases with nobody out. That brings up Jason Morabell. He fouls the first pitch off over to the third base side, up and out of play. Scoreless ball game, but the Crawdads are threatening here in the bottom of the third inning. Morabell stung it hard his first time up out to center field. If he does that again, it'll be a 1-0 ball game as Scott would score easily from third base. Now, Douglas, here's the one thing that we haven't decided on yet, and this is ultimately going to be a decision that you've kind of put into the hands Well, Ashley Salinas is taking the lead on this. So she'll ultimately have one of the final says about this. However, it wouldn't be inappropriate if the fans reached out through email, through tweets or posts on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, as Morabell sends the ball down the right field line and it's just foul. What could have been a broken bat single that would have scored a couple runs falls about 3 feet foul. At least I thought it was a broken bat. We'll see if Morabell goes to the dugout. He will. He'll be met by the bat boy. He'll swap bats.
I know you call him bat boy, but, you know, in Section 108 and 115, I don't know if you really can call him bat boy. He's more of a Batman. And so we kind of have Batman.
So where's the cape then, Douglas?
You know, we might have to think about that when he is the bat person, because even, you know, we haven't had a female one, but who knows? There's nothing saying a female can't be the bat person.
Sure.
So maybe we'll have to have a cape for Batman.
Sure.
Multitudes of ways.
I mean, that's one way to get the BB off the jersey. You can put a BM and then have a cape, or just go with the cape. As Morabell lifts that one high into shallow right center field. The catch is going to be made in right field. Quincy Scott's going to fake a go. He'll stay at third. One down as Morabell flies out to right field.
You know, unique and creative content, and this might just be my minor league hat kicking in. Do you think you could announce a game while being a Batman or a bat person?
That would be tough.
Could B. Rush be down there chasing bats while announcing a game?
Well, it's possible. I would just need I'd need a wireless mic. There's no question. And I might need a table on top of the dugout.
Probably a ventilator, too.
Probably. By the time it's over with, that would make...
Oxygen mask,
at least. That would make, yes, especially in between innings. That would make for a tough go throughout the entirety of the night as Tucker Mitchell is at the plate with one down. Mitchell swings and misses. The count goes to 0-2 on an 83-mile-an-hour slider. So we're going to – I mean, basically, if someone's got an idea for a podcast name for the Hickory Crawdads podcast that will be cranking up very soon, they can send that to me at brush@hickorycrawdads through email, or they can find me at whatsupbrushpxp on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. We'll take those ideas.
What's PXP stand for?
Play-by-play. As that ball rolls foul just outside of the first base bag, everybody will return to their bases with one down here in the bottom of the third inning.
And the families that are listening, they're probably like, hey, B-Rush, get this guy off because we're not getting the best play-by-play. I mean, we're getting them most of the action and what's going on, but, you know.
But the entertainment value has skyrocketed.
Sure, okay? Absolutely. That is something I'm good at. I can do the entertainment.
Plus,
the play-by-play, maybe not so much.
I'm not asking the boss. I'm not telling him he's got to go. You can stay as long as you need to by every stretch of the imagination. As the slider misses down, the count goes to 1-2. Jose Gadez trying to work out of this trouble here in the bottom of the third inning, a scoreless ball game here at LP Franz Stadium. Gadez misses down. Count evens at 2-2.
But I think even more so than just even the name, what we'd love to hear is just what kind of content the fans would like to see. Do they want player appearances? Do they want – what would you see – what do you consider a successful podcast? What's an entertaining podcast? What kind of thing
– Tucker Mitchell drives the ball to left center field. That's got to get a chance up.
Oh.
It's going to go off the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. The throw coming to the plate. Three runs trying to score. He does.
He dropped the ball.
The Hickory Crawdads have a 3-0 lead as Jace Easley follows Ben Blackwell and Quincy Scott to the plate. Tucker Mitchell gets a bases-clearing double. And the Crawdads lead 3-0. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And here the cowbells go. Tucker Mitchell was within inches of his second Grand Slam of the season. When the Dads were going through that offensive drought and couldn't find a home run, I think it took until game 6 or 7 of the Crawdad season, and Tucker Mitchell had the Grand Slam blast. And he came within inches of a second Grand Slam on the season.
You ready for this? It happened in Game 9.
Oh, man. Oh.
It was the final game of the series against Jersey Shore, a 10-8 win. Tucker Mitchell launches the ball well beyond the Crown Plaza sign. He almost left the yard again and left center, but he gets a bases-clearing double to make it 3-0 in favor of the Dads. And with the way that Winston Santos has been pitching, Douglas, the Crawdads are in really good shape now, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. Who, Sebastian Walcott, okay? Douglas, MLB Big Inning is my favorite television show going right now.
Sure.
He was one of the tail-ending pieces of the show last night. His high A first home run was with Matt Yaloff and everybody as they were leaving the broadcast.
Absolutely. And, you know, you asked what the expectation, like how things are going with the broadcast and things of that nature. That is a prime example. It's just a way of getting our brand out more. And it's just exposure, not only on a local market, but a national audience, that highlight clip was able to be shown. And now it's on MLB TV, MLB TV, and they're throwing replays up of it. Fortunate to have a high prospect like Sebastian, and when something good like that happens, but it's just going to make people want to view and watch it more and more and just continue to support the Crawdads. But it's just giving us national exposure now.
Well, one thing we know about the 18-year-old, it might have been his first. It's not going to be his last, as the pitch from Gaddez misses. It's smothered at the plate by Colin Price. As the bullpen is going for Asheville, as Gaddez rolled through the first six hitters in this ballgame, but he's run into considerable trouble here in the bottom of the third inning. He walked the bases loaded, and Tucker Mitchell was about 2 feet away from making it a 4-0 ballgame with his second grand slam. He's at second now with one out here in the bottom of the third. As Walcott rolls that one over to third, fielded at third by Jaron Williams. And instead, they're going to try to run down Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell trying to dive in. And now Walcott's wandering off of first, and he's going to get tagged. Well, good luck to the guy scoring that play. Whatever the case may be, it's a double play to end the frame. But the Crawdads get three runs across. Douglas LoCascio, thank you for spending some time with us this evening on the broadcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Send in those suggestions, not only for the broadcast, but the podcast, all of the above, to B-Rush. Let us know what you think, and let us continue to make this better and give it a good experience.
Crawdads lead 3-0 as we go to the fourth on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium. Top of the fourth inning as Winston Santos throws a first pitch strike. His second pitch is fouled straight back. As Luis Baez, 0-for-1 in the ballgame, a ground out to second, is at the plate. So the next pitch from Santos misses inside. A 3-0 advantage for the Crawdads. A very unusual inning as Jose Gaddez walks the bases loaded. Tucker Mitchell with a bases-clearing double makes it a 3-0 ball game, and that's where we stand right now. Both clubs have one hit apiece. Both of them happen to be doubles. It's just Mitchell's three-run double has been the difference in this ballgame. As that ball's lifted high and deep, but well foul. In fact, that baseball is going to land on top of the batting cages that have the App State Loves Hickory sign atop of it. We'll be talking with the folks from App State Hickory in the fifth inning a little bit later on. As Baez is going to lift this one this time high and deep and off to the right out of play. That'll be a foul ball. The count goes to 2-2. So Winston Santos, who was electrifying after giving up the double to Ryan Johnson, striking out the next three hitters, he's going to try to see if he can work with this lead. Is that ball in on the hands? It's going to make its way into the seats. And a good play made by a fan off to my right. A lot of these folks that come to games on the weekend really show up prepared. That was an indication of the preparedness there as Baez is going to bounce that one off the netting above the dugout on the third base side. Crawdads with the 3-0 advantage. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on this beautiful Saturday night. Santos misses high. Count runs full. A little bit later on, we'll get you scores from around Major League Baseball as the Rangers have already played this afternoon. As Baez lifts the ball high and into the seats, and a catch is not made by a guy wearing a long-sleeve white T-shirt. He tried to make the play, but was unsuccessful, and now a scramble amongst the children commences. Santos wheels and fires. That ball's going to be rolled off the end of the bat toward the Asheville dugout. Along the way, I never got to tell you what the Crawdads are wearing. I told you they were wearing what they wore on Thursday. That was a successful get-up. Well, they're wearing it again tonight. The red jerseys with Crawdads across the chest in black. The number in the lower left-hand rib cage. As that pitch is going to be lifted high and deep and foul off to the right side. That's going to make its way onto the party porch. I think that got into somebody's nachos. I saw something kind of fly up off the table. So once they rub the nacho cheese off the baseball, it should be perfectly good. The 3-2 misses down. Santos surrenders a walk to Luis Baez. Third walk given up by Santos. And that's going to bring up Colin Price. Price popped up to the first baseman his first time. We'll give you the major league scores here in just a little bit. We'll also get you the South Atlantic League scores here in just a little bit. It's Tucker Mitchell's going to go out and have a conversation with Winston Santos. So Piotto holds on the runner over at first base. That's Luis Baez. Breaking ball misses down. Piotto, being a right-handed first baseman, understands that it's a little easier to field a throw from a left-handed throwing first baseman, so he's changed it up a little bit. This is a little bit of a newer thing as Santos steps off the rubber. Piotto is facing the batter at the plate, knowing that if a throw comes his way, as long as it's somewhere near the bag, he can field it, and he can spin and put a tag on the first base bag with the runner diving back in. Now, a generation ago, that was a very unconventional play, and I don't know of anybody that did it, but it's part of the new thinking of baseball, and I really don't think it's a bad situation at all. It puts you in better fielding position, that is sure. Santos misses with the pitch. The count goes to 2-1. All Piotto effectively has to do, because he's really kind of facing between the mound and home plate. As soon as the ball goes plateward, he just pivots a little bit. As that ball is smashed out to center field, Anthony Gutierrez will have the play. The catch is made. There's one down here in the fourth inning. There is some stretching now in the bullpen for the Crawdads. As Cam Fisher will step to the plate, he was a strikeout victim the first time. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be on at 1:45 for a 2 o'clock first pitch, the finale of this six-game series. And then the Crawdads go on the road for consecutive weeks. They'll be on the road in Rome. There will be no broadcast of the games on the Crawdads radio network, not making that trip to Rome. However, the following week, I will be calling some games over the weekend from Greenville at Fluor Field. As the pitch misses, count evens at 1-1. The schedule is to be down at Fluor Field on Saturday and Sunday. That would be Saturday, May the 11th, Sunday, May 12th. 7:05 first pitch from Fluor Field, 3:05 on Sunday afternoon. And then the club is back in town for 2 weeks as Greensboro comes into town. And then Asheville follows them the following week. So we're going to see Asheville for 2 weeks over the next month. As Fisher swings and misses, he's a strikeout victim. There's two down in the inning, a half dozen for Santos. And that brings up Logan Cierney. The Asheville Tourist came in with the league's best batting average and many other offensive leads in offensive categories. Well, they no longer have the best team batting average in the South Atlantic League. That would be the Rome Emperors, the next opponent for the Crawdads. Now, the interesting thing about this is the Crawdads pitching, by and large, has been very good at really working on the average for Asheville. As the pitch cut on and missed, Cierney falls behind 0-1. Santos has the sign, holds at the belt. Fastball misses up, count evens. Luis Baez over at first base, two down in the inning. Once we get to the second half of May, I'll begin to be a little more frequently on the road with this club. I won't be going to places like Hudson Valley or Bowling Green. That's just not in the cards. As the breaking ball cut on and missed, Cierney falls behind 1-2. If it's Asheville, I'll be there on the weekends. If it's Winston-Salem, Greensboro, Greenville, I'll be there. Baez goes the throw down to second. It's going to get into center field. Baez is going to have the stolen base. The pitch was down and away. That made it difficult for Tucker Mitchell to get rid of the baseball. The count goes to 2-2 with two down. Baez has the stolen base. This Asheville club now with a .239 team batting average. They've seen the team batting average plummet. They still have the highest on-base plus slugging percentage in the league. A good bit ahead of Rome there, but Rome is making up ground. It's the pitch to Cierney, catches the outside edge for strike three. That's punch out number seven for Winston Santos. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Crawdads lead 3-0. We'll be back in just a bit.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Here at LP Franz Stadium, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad you could join us on this Saturday night. Leading off will be Anthony Gutierrez, Connor Pioto, and Daniel Mateo. It's the first offering from Jose Gadez, misses inside. Gutierrez, a strikeout victim his first time up as Gadez throws a breaking ball back over the middle. It's even the count at 1-1. Gutierrez down the third baseline, just foul. As Trey Ward came out of his slot behind the catcher to quickly make the call and affirm that it was a foul ball. We mentioned that two games in the league have gone final. Bowling Green beat Hudson Valley 3-0. Wilmington fell to Brooklyn 4-3 in the afternoon as Gutierrez fouls the pitch off to the screen. I'll see if my computer will refresh. That way I can get you a more perfect update. Winston-Salem with a 6-2 lead on Rome. Greenville, a 2-1 lead on Greensboro. That ball lifted out to right field. Coming over to make the catch is Luis Baez, and there's one down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jersey Shore has a deficit they've got to climb out of against Aberdeen. Aberdeen leads 6-2. In the middle of the third inning. This score here, 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads, bottom of the fourth inning. As Connor Pioto steps to the plate. He grounded sharply to second his last time up. In Major League Baseball today, we had a slew of 4 o'clock starts. Did have one game before that. That was the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. We'll get to those here in just a moment. We do. We've got 6 finals in the books already as Pioto takes the pitch for a strike. The Nationals beat the Marlins 11-4 today in Miami. The Cubs fell to the Red Sox 17-0. That ball's going to be hit through the right side of the infield. Connor Pioto has himself a one-out knock. 2 hits on Thursday's game. Comes in, gets himself a base knock. It's the second hit for the Crawdads, and that's going to bring up Daniel Mateo. The Reds take down the Rangers 8-4. Cardinals beat the Mets 7-4. The Orioles shut out the A's 7-0. And the Blue Jays fall to the Dodgers 4-2. That's going to be the end of the evening for Jose Gadez. When we come back, we'll let you know who's coming on to pitch. Bottom of the fourth. Crawdads lead 3-0. We'll be back on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. to the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the new pitcher on, Rylan Perez for the Asheville Tourist. And for Jose Gadez, Daniel Mateo at the plate with a runner at first and one down. We'll get to Perez particulars here in just a moment. As Perez sat there for as long as he could before he finally threw over to first base. Piotto, who had been bouncing back and forth at the first base bag, was about a step away from the bag by the time the throw actually got over there. Rylan Perez, a right-hander, for a little bit of a three-quarter delivery. Perez, a 6'3", 215-pound right-hander out of Santiago, Dominican Republic, a Rule 5 pick from the Boston Red Sox in the offseason. The breaking ball misses. Count goes to 2-0. Last year played for the Salem Sox up in the Carolina League. Perez sets above the belt. Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike. Mateo grounded out to third his first time up. 2-1 count to Mateo. Bottom of the fourth inning, Piotto over at first. A 3-0 Crawdads lead. Rylan Perez did pitch in the Thursday afternoon game. As Mateo flips it over to shortstop. Pasquinel Ferreras to Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson, the relay across to Garrett Gilmet to retire the side. A 6-4-3 double play closes out the frame. We go to the fifth inning, 3-0 in favor of the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Garrett Gilmet will lead things off for the Asheville Tourists, top of the fifth inning. So face off against Winston Santos. Santos three outs away from qualifying for a win as that ball lifted high over on the third base side. Beautiful night for baseball here in the Unifors. So glad you have joined us on HickoryCrawdads.com. If you're listening to us, if you're watching us on MILB.TV or the Bally's Live app, thank you for doing so. So we'll have Appalachian State Hickory in the house here in just a little bit. While I've got an opportunity, let's go ahead and make the broadcast interactive. If you would like to reach out to me this evening, you can do so one of two ways. If you want to say hello, let us know where you're tuning in this evening. That'd be great as that ball lifted out to center field. Anthony Gutierrez will make the catch, and there's one down. That retires Garrett Gilmet. That brings up Ryan Johnson. Johnson's got the lone hit of the game for the Tourist. It was a ringing double toward the corner in right field. You can find me through email, brush, B-R-U-S-H. It's that simple, at hickorycrawdads.com. Brush at hickorycrawdads.com. It's the pitch from Santos, a breaking ball taken for a strike. If you just want to say hello, let me know where you're tuning in from. I will give you the requisite greetings and salutations. Johnson's going to foul the pitch off to the right side. Falls behind 0-2. If you want to find me on X or Twitter, you can do so at What's Up B-Rush PXP. If you give me a follow, that would be sensational. As long as I know you're not a robot, I will follow you and likewise. Again, if you want to let me know where you're tuning in or if you've got a question for me, that'd be fine also. Johnson takes a pitch high. The count goes to 1-2. I'm always good for questions because I'm still learning lots about the Unifor and about the Crawdads organization. I study as much as I possibly can, but with my broadcast work in other places, can't do it 24/7. Eventually, somebody's got to cut the grass, which will happen in a few days. Santos, the 1-2. That ball's going to be lifted high and out onto the concourse area before it makes its way to the roof. So it'll hit the roof first and then trickle down to the concourse area. Lots of cowbells tonight and still plenty of vuvuzelas. As that ball hits sharply up the middle, backhanded by Ben Blackwell. The throw to Pioto in time, and there's two down. And that's going to take us back to the top of the order for Jaron Williams, who's 0-2. That ball driven out to center field. Gutierrez lost it for a second as the sky is a little ashen as we're getting closer and closer to full darkness here. The catch is made by Gutierrez. We're halfway through in Hickory. 3-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-0 lead for the Crawdads as Manuel Urias comes on to pitch for the Tourist. It's the day done for Ryland Perez. He gets the double play to get out of the fourth inning. And now Manuel Urias, a 6'6", 243-pound right-hander out of Mexico, a Rule 5 selection in 2022. Will be on the pitch for the Tourist. Last year spent his time in Fayetteville for the Woodpeckers. I talked about this a little bit on Thursday, but to follow the point up, for two seasons before Segra Stadium was built down in Fayetteville, they played in Buies Creek, North Carolina, on the campus of Campbell University. They won the 2018 Carolina League Championship as the Buies Creek Astros, before the Woodpeckers came into existence. As that ball, a soft liner out towards second, is caught by Ryan Johnson. Quincy Scott is retired on one pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Scott, Blackwell, and Easley, bottom third of the order for the Crawdads. I mention all of that because we just had Douglas LoCascio on a couple innings ago. Douglas LoCascio, a graduate of Campbell University. Had I been given a little more time, I could have told him roll humps. He would have known exactly what I was talking about. He probably would have said it back to me. Blackwell, he was the second of three consecutive walks given up by Jose Gadez in the third inning. They would all score on the bases-clearing double from Tucker Mitchell. And that's been the difference in the ballgame. Just three hits in the game so far. As the pitch from Urias misses down. Count goes to 2-1. The Crawdads looking to win on Saturday night. That would give them, at the very least, a split of this series, with an opportunity to win the series tomorrow. Be on the air at 1:45 for a 2 o'clock first pitch. Urias, swing and a miss. Blackwell, a strikeout victim. Two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Jace Easley. The pitch to Easley, taken for a strike. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 3-0 lead for the Dads. Urias, the pitch fouled back to the screen. Easley takes a pitch down. The count goes to 1-2. Another pitch down. Easley has evened the count at 2-2. I mentioned that we'll have App State Hickory here in just a moment to talk with us. As Urias, the 2-2, that ball is lifted in the infield. Jaron Williams will make the catch and foul ground to retire the side. We'll have that conversation with App State Hickory when we return. Through five innings here in Hickory, a 3-0 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Josh Gessner is on to pitch for the Crawdads. Winston Santos' night has come to a close. He went five innings, gave up one hit, no runs, struck out seven. He walked three in the contest. Josh Gessner is going to come in relief here in the sixth inning against the Asheville Tourists. Pascanel Ferreras, Tyler Whitaker, Luis Baez, 2-3-4 in the order. Let's welcome in the Vice Chancellor of Enrollment at Appalachian State with offices here in Hickory as well as Boone, so the best of both worlds. For Troy Johnson, Troy, welcome to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
Thank you so much. Appalachian State is so proud to be part of the Hickory community and to be here tonight at Appalachian State Night and see all the students, the alumni that are here in their Appalachian gear. It's just an incredible scene.
Now, Troy, certainly you took the prudent step of making sure that on the resume you were the brainchild for putting the biggest building that would have been on the Boone campus here in Hickory. That was completely your doing, correct?
I probably shouldn't take credit, but I will take advantage. Appalachian State has that great building there, and we have hundreds of students enrolled there, realizing their dreams, you know, pursuing those degrees and those jobs and advancement and opportunities, and what we've done for this area, Lincolnton, Morganton, Hickory, this entire metropolitan service area, it's tremendous, and we're just starting.
Well, obviously, as Josh Gessner deals a 3-1 pitch that misses outside, Pascanel Ferreras will lead things off with a free pass here in the top of the fifth inning. Obviously, Hickory is the gateway to the North Carolina mountains. Boone is the high country, no question about it. To be able to have a campus in the middle of Hickory that does serve places like Lincolnton, maybe even as far south as Gastonia, getting into Morganton and parts closer and closer to Asheville, the name brand of App State is known throughout Western North Carolina. It's got global appeal. There's no question about it. But the opportunity to bring a campus to Hickory really does add some local tentacles to the App State brand name.
That's right. I love your use of the tentacles word here at Crawdads, too, because we look
forward. I've been practicing.
That is great. We just have been planning this with the Hickory community. The leadership here in the community has embraced us. We are so glad to be here. And, you know, we just had an open house here on our campus just a week, Saturday ago, and we had hundreds of students and family members there, and they were from all over, from Statesville all the way from Charlotte. We actually had a visitor from Ohio that came to that event. You know, this is really catching a lot of attention because you're right, App State's name is really strong.
Well, there's no question about it. And as the pitch from Gessner taken for a strike to Tyler Whitaker. You know, Troy, the reality is that when folks think about Appalachian State University, they think about the black and gold. They think about Yosef. They think about the athletic programs. Dustin Kearns has done great work with the basketball program. Obviously, the football brand is a brand name. There's no doubt as Connor Pioto catches the pop fly for the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Luis Baez. But you were able, the Appalachian State University brand, was able to utilize sports to really bring some attention to the Hickory area, to where App State played UNC Asheville in Hickory. Kind of describe how that came about and what that did for exposure on the Hickory campus.
You know, we were able to get our alumni and local people that really care about App, and frankly, those that also like Asheville, to come together, and then we partnered with one of our critical partners in this whole venture, and that's a local community college. And I can't thank them enough for allowing us to host that game. It was a sellout game. We had, unfortunately, the other team, they were so hot. I don't know if you remember. It seemed like every three-pointer they threw up went in. Other than that, as you noted, we had an incredible year. We beat Auburn in basketball, and we went on to just have an exceptional year. And it really started somewhat early on in a game like that that just added so much excitement.
Baez lifts a fly ball out into shallow left field. Walcott will give way to the left fielder, Quincy Scott, who will make the catch. And there's two down in the inning here with Vice Chancellor of Enrollment at Appalachian State, Troy Johnson, as that's going to bring up Colin Price with two down here in the sixth inning. Now, Troy, obviously, anytime something good happens, and as little attention span as many of us have, immediately you open the doors and what's next? So, Troy, I'm going to be that guy. What's next for Appalachian State and, in particular, the Hickory campus?
Yeah, what's next is another great fall semester. You know, we're already admitting students. We have record numbers of interest in the university. And one of the what's next is our assurance that the affordability of a great App State degree is there. You know, any of these students starting with us here get a great scholarship in addition to any other financial aid and scholarships they may have, but just for being part of this campus. And so we're really trying to deliver a great North Carolina degree from a great university, App State, at an affordability level that you really can't beat anywhere in America.
Now, on the Hickory campus, are there particular majors or courses of study that are highlighted at the Hickory campus?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually are offering our full complement of programs. There are some courses that our students do have to take in Boone, and some of them are delivered online as well. And we're just going to continue to ask what's next a moment ago. That's what's next is really the excitement of building out. We're building a brand-new state-of-the-art cybersecurity lab that'll be open up at the end of this summer. We'll have full sciences labs there, and so we're just going to continue expanding our offerings.
You know, as you start to look at 21st century jobs that are happening, that are really, that's where the money is for a lot of folks, and it's a career that a lot of folks desire. It's one thing to have to go and get a career like that. When a career comes into your backyard like that, it really is a best case scenario for many folks living in the Unifor. Please describe just how accessible getting a degree from Appalachian State is now, based primarily on that big building that's just off of 321.
You have asked such a great question there. So we need to reflect on the history of the region and the fact that in this region we do have some of the lowest college attainment rates, right? And part of that is because there has not been a public university in this region. And now there is, and we are bringing that public education available to these students and these families and communities, and at an affordability point, again, that really makes a lot of sense, and an ability to get a job and a career and then have an App State in your pocket. Wow, how powerful can you get?
Julio Valdez, the pitching coach for the Hickory Crawdads, is out having a conversation with Josh Gessner. Gessner walked Colin Price. There's now runners at first and second with two down, and that's going to bring up Cam Fisher. You know, Troy, another thing that transpired here is, and this is something that Kermit Smith and the baseball program is intent on doing. Obviously, playing baseball in February in Boone, North Carolina, as beautiful as it is up there, probably not really conducive to baseball. However, Kermit Smith and the baseball program does phenomenal work getting to games further south in the state of North Carolina, playing in places like Shelby, like Charlotte, like Hickory, so on and so forth, that sort of reach obviously has big, big implications for a campus here in Hickory as well.
That's right. And, you know, I had the great pleasure to be here and throw out the opening pitch when we played our first series against Siena, and it was played right here. And what a great crowd and what a great enthusiasm we had. And you're right, we're playing the great teams like Wake Forest and Shelby just around the corner.
Indeed.
We have some trustees that are really invested in our program and support our athletics, and especially baseball, and you're just going to keep seeing exciting things like this. Although Kermit tells me that his wrist is still a little sore from my throw-in, you know, on that first
pitch.
Well,
see, I mean, that's the thing about it. You're living the life. Offices in Boone and Hickory. You're throwing out first pitches all over the place. It's got to be a good life being Troy Johnson right now.
let me make clear. I need my boss to know there's a lot of work going on to make all of this happen, but we're going to make it work.
Troy Johnson, thank you so much for spending some time with us this evening.
It's been an honor.
Yes, sir. We come back, bottom of the sixth inning, a 3-0 lead for the Crawdads as we continue on this Saturday night here on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. It's great having Troy Johnson on, the Vice Chancellor of Enrollment at Appalachian State University. The import and the impact of the Hickory campus has been very palpable in the uniform, and it was really good having him on this evening. And hopefully Troy and the crew has left a shirt for me. They've got the really cool Appalachian Conrad the Crawdad shirts here this evening. Maybe I'll get one before the night comes to a close as Manuel Urias is back on the bump for his second full inning of work. Jason Morabel batting to lead off things here in the sixth inning. As the tourists came up empty in the sixth inning, as Morabel lifts the ball high to right field, it's going to stay in the yard. Luis Baez will make the catch, and there's one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cam Fisher was the guy that made the last out. He drove a ball to center field that was caught by Anthony Gutierrez to wrap the sixth inning. Josh Gessner walks two batters in the inning, but gets out of the frame as the Crawdads maintain that 3-0 advantage. And Tucker Mitchell, who has been the offensive star in this contest, will step to the plate. The RBIs on the double that cleared the bases back in the third inning were RBI number 8, 9, and 10. Mitchell, of course, had the grand slam home run as he lifts that pitch foul against Jersey Shore two Sundays ago, as that was April the 14th. The grand slam gave the Crawdads a big lead that they would ultimately need, as they would give up some runs in the ninth inning but win the game 10-8 to split the series against the Blue Claws. Urias, his delivery. That ball bounced back up the middle off the glove of Urias. Pascanel Ferreras, the throw, pulls the first baseman Garrett Gilmet off the back. That's going to be a base knock for Tucker Mitchell. The play would have been difficult enough for Ferreras had Urias not tried to flag the ball down. But it went off of his glove. He had to change direction and throw a cross his body. That's going to be a base hit. The third knock of the ball game for the Crawdads, and that brings up Sebastian Walcott. So So throw over to first base. Gilmatt holding on the runner in Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell now has 4 hits in the series and 14 at-bats. As Walcott swings and misses. Walcott struck out in the first inning, and then he ultimately hit into a double play that was listed as a fielder's choice, where he wandered off first base, hoping that Mitchell would get into a rundown between second and third. He was not able to advance to second and was cut down trying to scamper back to first. Been a busy night here at the ballpark. Good crowd. Good crowd this evening. And a lot of visitors here in the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth this evening. The crowd getting animated here at LP Franz Stadium. As Walcott watches the pitch sail out of the zone. 2-1 the count. A 3 spot in the third. That's been it. That's been all the scoring. Urias misses down again. The count goes 3-1. So Walcott with an opportunity here to pick out something in his wheelhouse and attack. Does Urias give in? Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses down. Sebastian Walcott draws a walk. So runners at first and second, and that brings up Anthony Gutierrez. Gutierrez is 0-for-2 in the ballgame. However, he has been the steadiest offensive figure for the Crawdads offense this week. Came into the game with 7 hits in the series, 5 stolen bases, 5 runs, and Colin Price is going to call time and go out and have a conversation with Urias. And the way that Gutierrez has been swinging the bat this week, he's due. Urias has the sign from Price. Here's the pitch. Gutierrez lifts it high in the infield. It'll be an infield fly, so the batter's going to be out regardless of what happens, but there was mass congestion on top of the mound as there were 4 Asheville Tourist players within about 15 feet of one another. As they were trying to sandwich themselves in the proverbial phone booth, Gilmet eventually makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that brings up Connor Piotto. Piotto 1-for-2 in the ball game. And it's conceivable that a single back through the right side of the infield could score a run here. As a matter of fact, Connor Piotto in this series in limited action has a triple, a double, a single now. The only thing that he does not have is the long ball. So no time like the present. Let's be honest. The only thing better than a 3-run lead is a 6-run lead in this context. As Piotto takes the breaking ball. The count now 2-1. I don't see anyone throwing down in the Asheville bullpen, but there are actually folks here standing up down near the bullpen that makes it hard to see in. Urias, fastball down the middle, evens the count at 2-2. Tucker Mitchell down at second. He singled, an infield single. Sebastian Walcott over at first. He walked. Piotto, the left-hand hitter, is in the box. Here's the 2-2. Piotto swings and misses, but the ball gets by, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Piotto's going to reach. He's going to be credited for a strikeout, as will Urias, but the wild pitch is going to move everybody up 90 feet. So the base is loaded, and that brings up Daniel Mateo. So we'll see if the Crawdads can capitalize here. On the opportunity. Mateo swings and misses. Urias throws a breaking ball that, well, to be quite honest with you, at 6'6", I mean, he can really leverage it downhill if he chooses to. It looks like this curveball is really more of a true curveball. So it has a lot of downward movement. Really a conventional 12-6 kind of curveball. You typically, well, typically in this day and time, you're going to see sliders, sweepers, and cut fastballs. You don't see a ton of conventional curveballs any longer. But that seems to be what Urias is throwing. And now it's all nomenclature anyway. It's the breaking ball. Cut on and miss. Mateo strikes out. So the Crawdads leave two runners on. We go to the seventh. It's a 3-0 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the seventh inning. Josh Gessner is on for his second inning of work. It'll give me a chance to catch up with some of the numbers that I rattled off a moment ago about Winston Santos. Is Logan Cierney swings and misses on a breaking ball from Josh Gessner. Santos went five innings, gave up one hit, no runs. He walked three and he struck out seven. He's in line for the win as long as the Crawdads can hold on to the lead. And Cierney swings and misses again, falls behind 0-2. So glad you could join us on this Saturday night as Cierney is going to lift that one up over the rooftop and down the concourse over on the first base side. We'll update South Atlantic League scores here in just a moment. I'll give you some major league scores of games that are in play right now. The pitch misses down. One ball, two strikes, the count. The Astros have a 9-2 lead, top of the ninth inning against the Rockies. The Guardians and the Braves are scoreless, top of the seventh inning. The pitch hits sharply to Walcott's backhand side, fires across the infield. Sebastian Walcott made a phenomenal play there with the glove. And I don't know that he necessarily meant to do it this way, but that was effectively an ideal way of making the play at shortstop. Instead of risking an airmail scenario to Connor Piotto, he skipped the ball about 30 feet in front of the bag, made an easy bounce for Piotto, who fielded it cleanly. If you really try to air it out from that distance, off balance a little bit, you could airmail your first baseman. You could throw it at his feet and he'd not be able to come up with it. There was a perfect space there for Piotto to see the bounce and play the bounce. One down in the inning. That brings up Garrett Gilmet. Gilmet this evening 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly ball. So the breaking ball misses inside. The Yankees leading the Brewers right now, top of the sixth inning, 9-1. The White Sox are leading. That's news in and of itself. So the breaking ball misses. Gilmet draws a walk. It's the third walk given up by Gessner. Sixth by Crawdad's pitching. And that's going to bring up Ryan Johnson, who's 1-for-2 in the ballgame. He has the lone tourist hit this evening. The White Sox leading the Rays 6-4. So the pitch misses outside from Josh Gessner. Gessner, a right-hander out of Midland, Texas, came to the Rangers in a 2021 trade. The pitch swung on and missed. Count evens at 1-1. The Phillies, bottom of the first inning, have a 2-0 lead on the Padres. The Pirates and Giants about to get started. It's the breaking ball from Gessner. Misses the count 2-1. Twins and Angels will get started here in about 45 minutes, as will the Diamondbacks and the Mariners. We do have 7 games that have gone final in Major League Baseball. As the pitch is going to be lifted into the seats, the count evens at 2-2. The Tigers beat the Royals this afternoon, 6-5. For those of you that did not hear earlier, the Texas Rangers fall 8-4. Michael Lorenzen loses his first game of the year to his old club, the Cincinnati Reds. As the pitch misses outside, count runs full at 3-2. Gessner throws over to Piotto at first, chasing Gilmet back to the bag. The right side of the infield is exposed somewhat as Blackwell's a little closer to the second base bag than he typically would be. They do have a bit of a pull shift on. As that pitch misses, and now Johnson, he draws a walk. So back-to-back walks are going to bring us back to the top of the order for Jaron Williams. We're going to have another visit from Julio Valdez. And I know that this is a Crawdads club that's only allowed one hit. I know that this is a Crawdads club that has a 3-0 lead right now. But as we're getting into the latter innings, a couple of walks in a frame, you're putting the tying run potentially at the plate. I mean, he's at the plate. If he does any damage at all, this game gets considerably closer. And it would stand to reason that these opportunities of playing around with runners on base and the tourists not able to cash in, those percentages eventually go in the tourist favor. Williams, 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Two flyouts and a strikeout. As far as I'm concerned, Asheville can turn their fortunes around when they leave Hickory. I'd love the Crawdads to win the next two. Gessner misses outside. The bullpen for Hickory is quiet. So the pitch misses inside. Gessner could have gotten that call, but did not. The count goes to 2-0. Pitch lifted into the concourse on the first base side. Jaron Williams has a 2-1 count. Bottom of the seventh inning. Winston-Salem clinging to a 6-5 lead against Rome. Greensboro leads Greenville in Greenville. Top of the seventh inning, 5-4. As Gessner buries it in the dirt, and the count now goes to 3-1. Aberdeen has a 10-4 lead on Jersey Shore in the bottom of the fifth inning. The 3-1 to Williams. Wow. I thought for certain that was a strike. Apparently it was low. Because he split the plate, did Gessner, but it must have been low. And that's going to bring up Pasquinel Ferreras. And the bases are loaded for Ferreras. He's been a thorn in the side of this club, or at least he was last night. As Ferreras lifts the ball into the air. That's going to make its way into the seats. So Gilmet, the runner at third. Johnson, the runner at second. Williams, the runner at first. An 0-1 count to Pasquinel Ferreras. As Gessner threw the pitch way wide. Tucker Mitchell looking like an NHL goalie trying to save that one from going in the net. Lunged out to make the play. Had it gone to the backstop, the tourist would have surely been on the board. 1-1 the count. Gessner comes set. Here's the 1-1. That ball's going to be lifted out into left field. The tourists are on the board. They're going to send the runner from second and Johnson, and it's going to be a 3-2 ball game. And there's Pasquinel Ferreras doing it again as he gets a two-out knock, or I should say a two-run single. It's RBI 6-7 on the year for Ferreras, and that brings up Tyler Whitaker. And now this game has a very different context to it. And Chad Comer's going to come out and get the baseball from Josh Gessner. We'll take a timeout when we return. We'll let you know who's coming on to pitch for the Crawdads in a 3-2 ball game. top of the seventh. We'll be right back.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdad's home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdad's baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
So Chad Comer goes to his bullpen. He brings on Jackson Kelly, the 5'11 right-hander out of Marietta, Georgia, 12th round pick in 2022. Jackson Kelly coming on, making a sixth appearance, a 2.89 ERA, 9 1/3 innings pitched, 2 hits, 3 runs, all earned. He's walked 4 and struck out 10, an 0.71 average against. It's the throw down to second. Chases Jaron Williams back to the bag. Pascanel Ferreras, a 2-run single. Makes it a 3-2 ball game. The runners on are the responsibility of Josh Gessner. The 0-1 from Kelly. So that ball's going to get past Mitchell, and now everybody advances 90 feet. So the possibility, and they will say that on the pitch, Tyler Whitaker could not hold up his swing. That was a frisbee slider that had worked way up out of the strike zone, but Whitaker didn't clearly get a good look at it. As the pitch got away from Mitchell, everybody moves up 90 feet. And now the infield is pinched in somewhat. The breaking ball, cut on and missed. Whitaker's a strikeout victim. So there's now 2 down in the inning, and that's going to bring up Luis Baez. Baez 0-for-2 officially in the ball game. He's walked in the fourth inning. He's grounded out in the first, flown out in the sixth. Pitch from Kelly misses outside. The runner at third is Jaron Williams. The runner at second, Pascanel Ferreras. As Baez swings and misses, the count evens at 1-1. Here's the pitch from Kelly. Misses outside. Three-two lead for the Crawdads. They scored 3 times in the third. Asheville put their 2 runs up just a moment ago off the bat of Pascanel Ferreras. The 2-1. Fouled straight back. Count evens at 2-2. the youngsters here who have paid for Vuvuzelas throughout the course of the week. They've also gotten the cowbells, and they're trying to see if they can work out a strikeout here. As Baez is going to lift the ball up on the rooftop and out into the concourse. Jackson Kelly looks in for the sign from Tucker Mitchell, has the sign, sets at the belt. Here's the pitch. Baez swings and misses. So Jackson Kelly gets out of the frame with no further harm done. Asheville puts two runs on the board. We go to the stretch. A 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a minute from LP Franz Stadium.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Quincy Scott to lead things off for the Crawdads. Crawdads could really use some runs here. Scott takes a first pitch strike from Manuel Urias. Manuel Urias into his third inning of relief for the Asheville Tourist. Urias wheels and fires the 0-1 as it misses down. It's going to be Scott, Blackwell, and Easley, bottom third of the order. Scott rolls it out to second base. Fielded by Ryan Johnson to throw to Gilmet in time. There's one down. It's Blackwell. Walked his first time up, then struck out. Urias has given up just the base hit from Tucker Mitchell. It was a infield single. Both teams have combined for five hits. The Crawdads have three hits. The Tourists have two. As the offensive numbers for Asheville have certainly suffered throughout the course of this week. As that ball's bounced back up the middle, a phenomenal play by Pascanel Ferreras. I tell you what, if you weren't a fan of Pascanel Ferreras before the series started, you ought to be now. This kid brings a lot of value to this tourist club. He's had a couple of clutch hits over the course of the last two nights, and he has been really good with the glove. as easily is going to lift that ball into the seats over on the third base side. I mean, Ferreras fielded that baseball up the middle, was able to throw across his body perfectly to Garrett Gilmet. I mean, the guy's been hitting the baseball this week. Well, he can certainly pick it as well. Easily swings and misses. Very impressed with that youngster. As Urias misses up with the 91-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball, two strike count here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Easily swings and misses. A 1-2-3 inning for Manuel Urias. And we go to the eighth. Crawdads clinging to a one-run advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the eighth inning, Jackson Kelly back on the bump for the Crawdads. Leading off for the Asheville Tourist will be Colin Price, Cam Fisher, and Logan Cerny. 5-6-7 in the order against Jackson Kelly. It's the breaking ball, catches the inner half for strike one. Kelly celebrated a birthday yesterday as he turned 24. So congratulations to Jackson Kelly, who's now on to work his first full inning of relief. Struck out the last two batters in the seventh inning to keep things at 3-2 in favor of the Crawdads. Kelly trying to hold on to this one for Winston Santos. A win for Santos would put him to 3-1 on the season. As another baseball lands up on the roof. This is by far and away the most foul balls we've seen this evening. Some of these pitchers we've started to see now twice over the week, and the guys are starting to get familiarized with their surroundings. As that ball is going to get off the facade of the rooftop and make its way back down to the first tier of seats. This series closes out tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 1:45 for a 2 o'clock first pitch. It's Kelly, fastball on the outside edge at 87 miles an hour. Colin Price, a strikeout victim. That's the third straight punchy for Jackson Kelly. That's going to bring up Cam Fisher. Fisher has struck out twice. The last time he was up, he stung a ball to center field, but Anthony Gutierrez was able to make the play. It has been an unusual symphony of vuvuzelas and cowbells this evening. Of course, the cowbells, representative of Jeremy Lale, as the Crawdads gave out, I think the number was 1,000 cowbells. It was really good to have Douglas LoCascio on the show this evening to tell us about the story of Jeremy Lale. He touched a lot of folks. There's no question about it. Folks still talk about him around these parts with a great deal of love and admiration as that ball bounced over to the second base side. Walcott tried to throw it to first. He threw it as hard as he could on that bouncing ball. Cam Fisher's going to have himself a base hit, I would imagine. Walcott had to go a long way. They're going to give an error to Sebastian Walcott. That'll bring up Logan Cierney. Walcott charged the baseball, was on the second base side of the bag when he threw to Piotto Lowe. So clearly the throwing part of the play will be the error part of the play as well. Fisher being held on at first by Connor Piotto. It's the breaking ball, misses just inside. It's the first error of the game for either club. It's the breaking ball taken for a strike. Two ball, one strike count to Logan Cierney. Cierney had an RBI double last night and a solo home run. Cierney's going to lift that one up onto the rooftop and down to the concourse. Tonight's attendance. Well, I had it. The slip of paper flew away from me. Here we go. For the first time this year, as that ball's going to go through the right side of the infield, Logan Cierney's going to have himself a single. The throw in from Daniel Mateo got all the way to third. Cam Fisher held it second. So runners now at first and second with one down, and that's going to bring up Garrett Gilmet. First time this season we've had over 4,000. The attendance number 4,127. Good crowd this season. They just kept coming in. It's the first pitch to Gilmet taken for a ball. Kelly, the 1-0, misses outside. Kelly holds at the belt, the 2-0. As that one catches the outside edge to work the count to 2-1. 73 miles an hour on the frisbee. Kelly, again, the 2-1. Misses outside. The count goes to 3-1. Jackson Kelly has the sign from Tucker Mitchell. The 3-1 pitch catches the inner half. And we go full. Gilmatt last time up in the seventh inning, he walked and scored. The payoff pitch forthcoming. Here it is. The pitch cut on and missed. Four strikeouts for Jackson Kelly. And with two down in the inning, that's going to bring up Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson, he was walked in the seventh inning, and he would come in to score on the two-run single from Pascanel Ferreras. Johnson, out of Tempe, Arizona, an eighth-round pick last summer out of Pepperdine University in Malibu, the Waves. It's the pitch from Jackson Kelly taken for a strike on the inside edge to even the count at 1-1. Fisher, the runner, down at second. Logan Cierney, the runner at first. The 1-1. Cut on and missed. So Jackson Kelly went out one strike away from getting out of the eighth inning. As the cowbells begin to clatter. Kelly sets at the belt. The 1-2 misses outside. If Johnson can extend the inning, Jaron Williams would step to the plate. Behind him, Pascanel Ferreras. I think we'd all rather see Ferreras in the ninth inning. Here's the 2-2. That ball's going to be lifted into the seats. Another chase gives way. And we got a souvenir. A guy that had recently had surgery on his left arm makes the catch with his right and tosses it to a kid. Kelly, the 2-2, misses way outside. The count runs full. So the runners will be in motion once Jackson Kelly goes plateward. Two down in the inning. Runner at first and second. Here's the pitch. That ball. Hooking. That's going to make its way out of play. Now a couple of guys from the grounds crew were down there waiting. And one of them almost got hit. Kelly with a new baseball. Here's the payoff pitch. That pitch just misses. And the bases are loaded. The crowd wanted the call. Didn't get it. And now we're going to have a visit from Julio Valdez. So the bases are loaded. That's going to bring up Jaron Williams. The eighth inning started with a strikeout looking of Colin Price. Cam Fisher reached on an error. Logan Cierney singled to right, putting runners at first and second. Garrett Gilmet struck out for the second out of the inning. Ryan Johnson manages a walk. Jaron Williams, who walked his last time up, will step to the plate with the bases loaded and the bullpen going now for the Crawdads. A 3-2 lead for Hickory here in the top of the eighth as Jackson Kelly finds the outer half for a strike. Mitchell with the sign. Kelly receives. That pitch misses way wide. Fisher at third, Cierney at second, Johnson at first. The pitch cut on and missed. Williams saw the ball coming up from behind his shoulder and couldn't stay in long enough. So the count goes to 1-2. The pitch from Jackson Kelly, if you're a right-handed batter, it sits out there spinning like it's going to hit you. And then it snaps across. It's not a high-velocity pitch by any stretch of the imagination. It just sweeps all the way across. As Williams got just a piece of it to stay alive. The former Rocket from Toledo and Jaron Williams waits on the 1-2 from Jackson Kelly. Here's the pitch. That ball's lifted in the air in the infield. Connor Pioto has it measured. He'll make the catch. Jackson Kelly wiggles off the hook. He leaves them loaded in the eighth. A 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. Bottom of the eighth inning, Jason Morabell to lead things off for the Crawdads against Manuel Urias. Urias on for his fourth inning of work. As Morabell fouls the next pitch off, the count 0-2. Jose Gadez went 3 1/3 innings. Rylan Perez got a double play to end the fourth. Since then, it's been Manuel Urias working in relief. This is his first action that we've seen from Urias this week. As Morabell's going to roll it out to second. The play made at second base by Ryan Johnson. The flip to Gilmet. It's the first out of the eighth inning. These two clubs have only surrendered 5 hits. Tucker Mitchell steps to the plate. He has one of those 6 hits, I should say. Not 5, but 6 is Mitchell. Rolls the pitch foul. Despite the fact that only 6 hits have been recorded in the ball game, there have been 13 walks, which is not ideal in any structure. It's the pitch to Mitchell misses. To even the count at 1-1. The Crawdads have walked 9 batters in the ballgame. As Mitchell's going to roll that one over toward the third base side. Jay Sullinger is the third base coach this evening. As he flips it up into the crowd after it stopped in front of him. One ball, two strike count with one down in the inning. So the Crawdads could desperately use some insurance. The pitch misses down. Count goes to 2-2. Mitchell swings and misses. There's two down in the inning. Manuel Urias has been really good. He struck out five batters in the ball game. He's given up a walk. As Walcott hits it back up the middle, Ferreras again. Pascanel Ferreras again makes a play behind the second base back, throws off balance, retires Walcott, and that takes us to the ninth inning. The Crawdads have a 3-2 advantage. We'll come to the ninth inning when we return on the Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
And we go to the ninth inning. Jacob Matone gets the ball here in the ninth inning for the Crawdads. Jacob Matone, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander out of Springfield, Illinois, a 2022 free agent sign. Pascanel Ferreras will lead things off. Ferreras last night owned the ninth inning for the Tourist. A solo homer tied it off of Johanse Morel. And then his defensive savvy kept Jace Easley from getting to third on a misplay from the Tourist. And Ferreras has been very good defensively this evening. Two runs on three hits, no errors for Asheville. The Crawdads, three runs on three hits, one error. As Ferreras gets just a piece of it to stay alive. Matone on the year, making his sixth appearance, a 3.38 ERA. 8 innings pitched, 10 hits, 9 runs, 3 earned. He's walked 1, struck out 6, a 208 average against. Ferraris rolls it over to Easley. The throw across in time to Piotto, and there's one down. And everyone in Hickory breathes a collective sigh of relief. And that brings up Colin Price. Or correction, Tyler Whitaker. Going to be Ferraris, Whitaker, and Baez to bat. That's who's scheduled to bat here in the ninth. Jacob Maytone on Thursday closed out the contest in the 7-2 win, going the final two innings, giving up just one hit. And that was all. In fact, in the two innings that he pitched, this is really good. 18 pitches in two innings. It's 9 an inning. Well below schedule. As Maytone throws a strike at 91 miles an hour. Out of the 18 pitches, 14 strikes. As Maytone will throw the breaking ball to Whitaker, who fouls it back to the screen, the count 1-2. So an opportunity for Jacob Maytone to pick up a save here. As Whitaker swings and misses, and there's two down in the inning. And that'll bring up Luis Baez. So the Crawdads, one out away from taking the third win in this series, with Sunday's game still to be played. Maytone, strike one. Off-speed pitch at 81 miles an hour that Baez couldn't pull the trigger on. The 0-1 from Maytone. Slider, cut on and missed. Now we're probably going to hear the cowbells and the vuvuzelas come out in full force. One pitch away is Jacob Maytone, as he has been equally steady in this contest as he was on Thursday. The 0-2, breaking ball, cut on and missed. Yes, sir, yes, sir. The Crawdads get the win 3-2 as they hold on. A bases-clearing double for Tucker Mitchell. Gets it done for Hickory in the third inning as they hold on to win 3-2. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll have Crawdads postgame. The Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show coming up in just a bit when we return on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. So we're back here at LP Franz Stadium. We welcome you to the Black Tie Transportation postgame show on a Saturday night. A win for the Crawdads, 3-2, as they take down the Asheville Tourist. As their Douglas LoCascio, the GM, is having a postgame conversation on the field right now with Winston Santos, by way of Julio Valdez doing the translating for Santos. As Winston Santos goes to 3-1. On the season, the South Atlantic League pitcher of the week last week put together a very solid effort tonight. Five innings, one hit allowed, no runs. He did walk three batters, but he struck out seven. As the Crawdads get the win, as they now take a 3-2 advantage in the six-game series, with the series wrapping up tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get into some of the particulars this evening, as a game that took 2 hours and 36 minutes to complete. Winston Santos goes 3-1 on the year. Jose Gadez, his record falls to 1-1 on the season. As Asheville got 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. Hickory, 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. As Santos goes to 3-1 on the season. Gadez falls to 1-1 on the year. And really, this game was more of a situation to where walks were a big, big number in this contest. The Crawdads, this is the bad news, they walked 9 tourist hitters in the ballgame. The good news is they allowed only 3 hits. Winston Santos gave up a hit. Josh Gessner gave up a hit. Jackson Kelly gave up a hit. Who did not give up a hit was Jacob Maytone. Jacob Maytone, you ready for this number? How about this? We talked about on Thursday, he was 14 of 18 strikes versus pitches thrown. Okay? 14 strikes out of 18 pitches. Tonight, he was 11 for 12. If that was his free throw percentage, he could play on my team any day. He did that from the bump on a night where the Crawdads walked 9 batters in the contest. Jacob Maytone filled the strike zone this evening as he picks up the save on this Saturday night. So the Crawdads got all their runs in the third inning, as it was Jose Gadez in that third inning that walked Quincy Scott, Ben Blackwell, and Jace Easley in order to lead off the frame. Jason Morabell would lift a fly ball to right field, but it was not deep enough to score Scott from third. However, Tucker Mitchell, well, he had everyone's back as he drove a ball just to the right of the Lowe's Food sign that cleared the bases. Jace Easley was racing around like his hair was on fire, as he was able to slide in underneath the tag to make it a 3-0 ball game. Pasquinel Ferreras, who's been a thorn in the side of this Crawdads club, got a 2-run single in the seventh inning that plated Garrett Gilmet and Ryan Johnson, who had both walked earlier in the frame. Jackson Kelly would come on. He would settle things for the Crawdads pitching staff. And then it was Jacob Maytone that would close things down in the ninth inning, getting his first save of the season. As the Crawdads win 3-2 this evening, as the Crawdads now set themselves up for tomorrow's finale, they're now 8-11. In the South Atlantic League South Division, now drawn even again with the Asheville Tourist, as they've got an opportunity to get the series win if they can claim the finale tomorrow, as Aiden Curry will get the baseball for the Crawdads. We will be on the air at 1:45 tomorrow for a 2 o'clock first pitch from LP Franz Stadium. If you've got nothing to do and you're in the area, come on out. The weather should be great. Tonight was fantastic. A little cloud cover, but it was very comfortable here at the ballpark, as over 4,100 made their way to the ballpark this evening. 4,127 for our App State night, also our celebration of the life of Jeremy Lail, as the cowbells were given out on his birthday. And the folks have an opportunity to go home happy. We hope that all of you out there tuning in, able to watch this game, can go to bed happy this evening as the Crawdads get the win. They win 3-2 over to Asheville Tourist for Douglas LoCascio, the general manager of the Hickory Crawdads. Ashley Salinas, the assistant GM of the Hickory Crawdads. We want to thank all of you for tuning in on this evening as the Crawdads win 3-2 against the Asheville Tourist. Until we are back here tomorrow at 1:45, this is Brian Rushing saying good night from LP Franz Stadium. We'll see you tomorrow.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you. And we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.